Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is June 11th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. So, the big news item last week was, of course, ex-FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee on last Thursday. Here's the chart of the start of the testimony, which began at 10 a.m., June 8th, Washington, D.C. Note that the moon, ruler of the ascendant, is placed in Scorpio, the sign of secrets and investigations. And see that Mars, ruler of the 10th house of public action, is in the 12th house, clearly indicating there are some problems. It's the planet of conflict in the house of hidden deeds, conspiracies, criminal activities, treason. Also, Mars is in Gemini, the most dual-natured, slippery sign of the zodiac, able to say one thing while thinking something totally different. In other words, adept at lying. And that was truly a major topic, Mr. Comey saying explicitly at least three times that the president was a liar. Over 19 million people watched the network's broadcast of the hearing. That's Venus, planet of entertainment, in the 10th house of the chart, with Uranus, the planet signifying social revolution. An interesting takeaway from Comey's description of events was the insight given into the psychology of Donald Trump. The most striking thing for this astrologer is how the Leo and Scorpio qualities of Mr. Trump's chart were revealed by Mr. Comey's testimony. Both Leo and Scorpio are power signs. Power signs wish to acquire, keep, and use power. For instance, Trump's insistence on loyalty. This is a major Leo preoccupation. Leo seeks to form loyalty bonds with trusted people so as to counter the various enemies, the competitors, who might threaten the Leo's position of power. Mr. Trump was obviously very concerned with protecting Mike Flynn from the FBI investigation. Why? One explanation is the Leo need to protect a loyal lieutenant from suffering due to fulfilling his duties. Trump's moon is in Scorpio. One of the characteristics of Scorpio is that it is the sign of alliances. Scorpio people try to gain power through bonding others to them. This explains Trump's addiction to being associated with military brass, to gain credence for his administration by having admired generals on his staff, and getting them to pimp for him. But another, more disturbing characteristic of Scorpio is the predisposition for secret actions. Scorpio is no stranger to the dark side. It's easy with all the dramatic events to lose sight of the big picture. There's been an assault on our cherished democratic institutions by a foreign power. The assault was, at least to some degree, successful. Saturn is the planet of structure, including the structures of society, the established order, the institutions of society. Saturn is in a rather weakened condition now due to changing signs and moving through one of the gundant areas of the zodiac where planets are especially vulnerable. Last week, the established order was clearly in trouble as the fallout from events in the USA, In the Middle East and in Britain, all made clear. In the U.S., the testimony of ex-FBI chief James Comey, whether it did or didn't move Donald Trump towards impeachment, clearly was damaging to the credibility of the new administration and weakened the institutions of government. Another threat to the established order took place in the Mideast, where the tiny but wealthy nation of Qatar was put under severe sanctions by its Arab neighbors, ostensibly for helping to fund terrorist groups in that area of the world. Also last week, the existing government of Great Britain was having its own moment of truth. Due to a snap election called last April by the Prime Minister, Theresa May. The intention was to strengthen her hand on power, but after 7 weeks of campaigning, instead ended up with the opposite effect. The Conservatives lost their majority in Parliament. They will need the backing of Northern Irish Unionists just to stay in power, and Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party gained new credibility as a voice questioning Britain's direction since the last ballot box shock, 2016's referendum to pull out of the European Union. Here's the chart of the election based on when polls opened at 7 a.m. on June 8th. Note that Mars, planet of conflict, is in the ascendant, which is Gemini, a notoriously fickle sign. Mercury is the planet of making choices, therefore voting. Although Mercury is in practical Taurus, it is directly opposed by a Scorpio moon, a deeply emotional near full moon, which overwhelms rational Mercury. Here's an interesting astrological angle. The decision to call a snap election was made last April, when Mercury was retrograde and conjunct Uranus. Making an important decision while the planet of rational thinking, the planet of making choices, is both backwards and conjunct the planet of unexpected events, will surely lead to an unintended outcome. Saturn's troubles continue all through this summer. After the planet of stability changes signs, it remains in a retrograde phase and in a particularly problematic part of the zodiac during late June, July, and most of August, finally ending its retrograde motion on August 25th. So, we can expect more disruption of the established order, more instability, more crisis for the next few months. Returning to Mr. Trump, the coming week is going to get a bit rough for the president in training as Mars transits through his 11th house and approaches his natal Mercury. Mars, the planet of action, boosts his 11th house of goals and ambitions, but does not favor Mercury's rational thinking and communication. In fact, rather the opposite. The impatience and impulsiveness and combative nature of Mars makes Mercury act rather erratic, leading to harsh speech, misunderstandings, and angry outbursts. Of course, in the current climate of questioning and investigations, this is already a problematic time for the new president, and this Mars influence will only deepen the hole he has already dug for himself. Okay, that's it for this week's report, and now I have a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.